All right, and we're back here on Couch Coach Live, our fourth, continuing our fourth annual Couch Coach Live Super Week. We're here, and with this week, we normally talk about football, but we got a little deviation. We're gonna talk a little hoops, talk about some VCU basketball with our guy Ed Nixon, aka Chef Nick. What's going on, man?
What's going on? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good, good. So obviously, you know, we got Super Bowl week. It's, you know, pretty much. So yeah, definitely talk with you about, you know, you were someone in this position 13 years ago. Obviously, you were part of the VCU 2011 Final Four team. Just kind of go back, just your thoughts on the run, even kind of more so of like how was the thoughts prior to the tournament and just that whole season in this entirety, essentially.
Man, that whole season was a roller coaster, right? But I think the seasons I had, or the seasons we had leading up to that, built us for that that 2011 season. It was a lot of internal fights, a lot of learning how to trust one another, a lot of chemistry building. But it led to an unforgettable moment, and it also led to having a brotherhood with guys for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and like I said, it was such a run, and the city was on fire, and just a lot of things that was going on, and just how was that, just that feeling of just, you know, after every round coming back home and getting that, you know, everybody waiting for you at the facility and all that, and just that, all that happened.
Man, it was one of those things where it was kind of surreal. You know, we kind of look at celebrities at a distance and don't really know what a day in a life would be, but I do. It was a crazy experience. I'll tell you one story. We stayed in Ackle, which is right across from where the bookstore is on Broad Street. So we had our practice, me, Joey, and David Hinton. We all go to Quiznos, which is in the bookstore. Yeah, old school, you know, Quiznos. I don't know what Quiznos even around now. So we go in there, we order a sandwich, we sitting there to eat. Little did we know that they were going to start selling shirts, like Final Four. I think it wasn't Final Four, it was like Elite Eight shirts. And before we sit down, we see a couple people, we eat our food. By the time we look back up, the line is out the door and around the block. And we got to get back to Ackle. All it took was one person, hey, can I sign this? Can you sign this? And it ended up being an hour transition for something that was across the street. Just because everybody wanted to get their t-shirt signed or take a picture. So it was crazy. And in some sense, I feel like if we stayed away, we probably would have been more successful than we were. We probably would have won the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, yeah, it was, I remember that, all that, as far as just like how everybody, the city was just on fire. And it was just to a point where everybody, you were the talk of the town and also the talk of the nation, you know? So yeah, it was definitely. So
did you go on Broad Street?
No, I was chilling out because I wanted to stay away, because, you know, at that time, I think they were, you know, a little stuff was going on. So it was like, no, I'm gonna chill. I just go to a bar, because I remember when y'all played Florida State, and we were out like downtown. We was like in Chaco Bottom, but nah, we was like, nah, we ain't going. We ain't going back home on the other side of town.
Yeah.
So I remember it was that Friday night when y'all played Florida State, and we were like, nah, we just go home. it was a little bit small subdued in Chaco Bottom. We was like, nah, we ain't go. We gonna chill.
Florida State was probably the best team in the tournament too. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah.
They were really good. They were really long. They were well coached. They had scoring. They had defense. They had it all.
Yeah. But yeah, so let's we'll transition now going forward with the present team. Now, obviously, you do your thing. Obviously, doing your thing broadcasting with our guy Sean Robinson. So definitely, you know, with that. So let's talk about it. So we're recording this episode on February the 5th, and we know there's some games that's going to transpire between now and when it's released. So obviously, as current stands here on February the 5th, VCU is 14-8 and 10-5 in the A-10. What are your thoughts on the season thus far? Just as far as just the totality, your thoughts on the season?
I'll start off with this. I wish they could have been completely healthy and fully loaded from the start. A lot of the games they dropped early on, I don't believe they would have. They would have had Joe and they would have had Sean Barstow early on, just because those guys are experienced. And to have those guys that can play serious minutes would have allowed us to have more legs down the stretch of some of those games. If you look at some of those games, we lost them in the last 4 minutes. And I think that's because most of our guys were just beat. But I think all in all, I think the best thing is we made a change from offense to defense. We started out the season trying to be an offensive team. But once we realized that it'd be best if we played defense, we kind of became elite. We're top three in total points allowed. It's us, Dayton. Well, Dayton's number one, Richmond number two, and then us. We're number one in three-point field goal percentage defensively. So I think once we made that transition, I think we became a better team. Max has been playing outstanding. He's been the most consistent player on the team. And everybody else is just learning their roles and excelling in those.
Yeah, and also I know you talked about the we talked earlier about the 2011 squad, and as far as like you know certain things that you guys went through, and I know a lot of times like Coach Odom always talk about like togetherness of this team. Do you see? Not saying that this is like the 2011 squad, but as far as do you see like the togetherness of this team? Do you kind of see where like as far as because we know obviously I know they talked about it. A few weeks ago, they had a team meeting and all that, what have you. So, what was your how you think of this team? How they're gelling at this point, essentially?
Well, this team, more so than any other team that I've seen in VCU since I've been here or been around, they are the nicest bunch of kids ever. I don't mean that in a bad way. They're just really, really good kids. And it's kind of weird because VCU, we're known for having like straight up dogs. But these guys are willing to talk, willing to communicate. And I think the hard part for them was being able to get on each other. You know what I mean? And be like, no, you messing up. You need to get right. But I seen something against Richmond a couple of times when a player would miss the assignment. Another player would get in their face and let them know about it. And it was received well, like, all right, I got you next time, opposed to being like, don't get in my face about it. So I think the chemistry is starting to build. And that's one of the things that separated us from any other team in VCU that I can remember is our chemistry. Our chemistry was it was another level, to be exact.
Yeah. And like you said, yeah, and it's like yeah, once like you know, everything not having the full piece of the puzzle initially, and then he's already was gonna be a growth spurt anyway, you know, as far as but then like you said, combined with that as well. But yeah, so and also you did allude to as far as you talked about as far as the assignments miss and you know, as far as them being more chirpier against each other against that Richmond game. So let's talk about actually the game just transpired on Saturday where VCU won 63-52. I know you talked about that component as far as them communicating with each other on the court. What other thing kind of stood out to you in that win against Richmond?
Just how deep VCU is, really. You know what I mean? You never know who is going to be that guy to step up and have a great night. You rewind a couple games ago, Joe Bamsell was averaging like 27 a game for two games. Max is consistently giving you 15. One game you may have Zeb Jackson give you 15. The next game is Kwani. And I think Kwani stepped up this game. He was consistent throughout the 40 minutes, getting to the cup, shooting threes, playing defense. The extra effort was there for VCU. The 50-50 balls. You know, the game was personal to Jay Nelson, you know, being the first player ever. And I'm willing to be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he's the first player ever to go from Richmond to transfer to the crosstown rival VCU. And he played with a chip on his shoulder and a tenacity that kind of, you know, was infectious to everybody else on the team.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you're right. I think he is the first one. Even really? Yeah, I think he's the first one ever. And yeah, I think he is for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody else, especially not in recent time.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, not in, like you said, in recent memory, and like you said, because normally you never hear those cases where, you know, and even, you know, because unfortunately I didn't go to the game, but I listened to the broadcast and they were like, well, you know, he had to go far, he didn't have to move anything, yeah. He had to do anything, and I'm just like, I mean, I thought, yeah, that's it. Like, you know, it's only what a 5-mile drive from it from here to right. Bar. So I like, yeah, there's some truth to that. But like you said, this is, I think that, yeah, that is a first, like you said, at least in the present era, as far as, you know, that's concerned, us 80 babies.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, as far as that's concerned. So, big game on Friday night. We got number 18 Dayton coming in town. Anthony Grant and the Dayton Flyers coming to the Stew. You know, so I want to hear your thoughts on what are the kind of the keys for VCU to win this game.
Well, like I said earlier, you know, Dayton's at the top of the league as far as defense goes. So it's going to be a defensive battle. VCU, we have our things we're good at. Dayton has their things they're good at. But it's going to be a defensive battle. I think the biggest component to our defense is probably going to be being able to guard Deron Holmes one-on-one. If we have to double, we're going to have to do it fast. And we're going to have to do it, I guess, once he starts to dribble. Because otherwise, you don't want to allow him to kick it out to other players, get them going. So it's going to be a big night for Furman. It's going to be a big night for Toby the Wall. Maybe we will see some Wheeler in there to guard Deron Holmes. But if we can guard him one-on-one, I think we limit Dayton's offense. And also, I want to be able to control the pace. We can get out and run a transition, and that leads into rebounding. If we can get clean defensive rebounds, I think we can run Dayton.
Yeah, and like you said, yeah, because he's the all-world guy. He's like, you know, arguably one of the best players in the A-10.
Oh, for sure. I think I have a pound for pound, but I just think that he is. He's the one guy. I mean, you got the kid Bishop out of George Washington, who's really good, can get a bucket in a multitude of ways. But as far as being able to dominate both sides of the court, there's nobody really like Deron Holmes in the league.
Yeah, and he's got an NBA build. Absolutely. So it's gonna be one of those games where we had to run for cover and because they're storming the court, or
yeah, I mean, I don't think we should storm the court because we VCU. We're VCU. You know what I'm saying? We're the defending champions. You know what I mean? So let's show them how we do it. Let's bust them up. And I got love for Coach Grant and all them boys over there. Those are my guys. They the ones that came and got me out of high school. But we're gonna bust them up. And send them back to Dayton, send them back to Ohio, you know, with the ice pack. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's what, like you said, because we know the other team on the other side of town, you know, they they rushed it. But yeah, right. You're right about that.
I watched that game too. I was actually at the first half of the Richmond and Dayton game. Yeah. And it was eerily similar to VCU's game, except for second half, you know, VCU was able to make the adjustments, come out and really get some offense going where Dayton wasn't able to. You know, I think halftime for us was 20-18. Halftime for the Dayton and Richmond game was 20-15. So I think we can turn off the water for Dayton, and I'm not sure if they can do that for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got to switch a little focus now. We'll talk a little NFL here and there. So obviously we got a big game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. First, before we get this started, who your NFL team?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Got to represent Florida.
Absolutely. I was born and raised Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, so I'm sticking with it. I ain't jumping ship.
Yeah, For sure. Yeah. And a good year for them, obviously, making the playoffs and then beating Philly and fell a little bit short against Detroit. And, hey, you know.
To be honest with you, I'm not sure if I wanted this year to go that well.
You can be stuck with Baker.
Yeah. Like, I like Baker. I like him. I like his attitude. I like his approach to the game. But I just don't think that he's going to be the guy to get you over the hill. And being that he had such a good year, it's like, all right, do we pay him or do we try to, you know what I mean? Because if we would have, I guess, tanked, for lack of a better word, we probably could have got a better pick. And there was a lot of good quarterbacks coming out this year.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of them coming out this year. So, your thoughts on the Super Bowl, just as far as how you think the game play out and prediction and who's going to be a Super Bowl MVP?
Well, my thoughts are, I thought both Detroit and Baltimore. Detroit, they lost because of drop passes in critical times. And you can't really fault the coach because that's how he's been playing the same. He's been coaching the same way throughout the whole season. You know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? He trusts his players to make the play. They just happen to not make the plays, and San Francisco is good enough that if you mess up, they'll make you pay for it. Now, Baltimore, I mean, I think the NFL love Taylor Swift a little too much. I think they love her a little too much. She generated too much money for them. It's conspiracy theory, I know, but I know what Taylor Swift fans call, I know they're going to run it up the Super Bowl. The Swifties.
Oh, Swifties, yeah. Oh, Lord, Swifties. Yeah.
They're going to run it up this Super Bowl. Taylor Swift is going to be on the Jumbotron 85,000 times. So my prediction is the Chiefs are going to win 30-17. I think it's going to be an easy win for them. I think it's going to be an easy win for the Chiefs. Patty Mahomes is going to be your Super Bowl MVP. And we're going to have to listen to Kermit the Frog and his annoying brother. in the post game. That's how it's gonna go.
Yeah, man, you're right. Yeah, man. With the Swifties, man, like, I know watching the Grammys, they were going crazy about her new album. So I like, they gonna go crazy, you know, on Sunday, and like you said, it's a trip, man. It's set up.
It's written already. And I'm not with the script. I'm not with the script for real. But it just made too much sense. It makes too much sense. Okay, she just won all the Grammy Album of the Year. She's gonna be at the Super Bowl with her Hall of Fame tight end boyfriend, yep, and a guy they saying is the GOAT quarterback already. So it just seems like it's already written.
Yep. Hey. you don't wrote the script, so it's like. I'm gonna need the lottery numbers for the next following week. Right. So. Hey, if it's 30-17, I'm like, hey man, some bent odds.
Right. I mean, I might bet on San Fran just because I know that they're gonna be such an underdog.
Yeah, that's what it'll be fun to how the line gonna move maybe in the next few days, potentially, yeah, for that, like you said. And it'll definitely move for that. But yeah, but like you said, if the script is right, hey. But yeah, man. Once again, definitely appreciate you, Ann, for coming on. Social media, upcoming plugs, definitely promote your Twitch stream as well and everything that you got going on. Plug away.
Word. So follow me on Twitter, Chef_Nix, N-I-X. Follow me on Instagram at InTheKitchen50. And yeah, make sure you come to the crock pot, man. We got a good thing brewing over there. It's where all VCU fans, negative and positive, come and we enjoy the game together, talk our stuff, tell some stories, have a couple of drinks, and just have a good time.
Yeah, man, definitely shout out to the VCU community, man. I've never realized how like deep it can be.
Yeah.
It's almost like NFL type, but you know, because it can
be the Ramley, man. We call it the Ramley. It's the Ramley. We a family full of Rams, man, and we support our guys through the good and the bad.
Absolutely, yes, indeed. Once again, definitely appreciate you for coming on. We definitely gonna have you coming on in the future, but man, definitely once again appreciate you for coming through.
Thank you,
And
man. Thank you for having me, man. And I'm ready to come back whenever you want me, man.
For sure. And obviously, you know, I definitely catch you around at the stew. So once again, definitely appreciate you for coming through. And this wraps up our I deem it as a state of the VCU Realms podcast here on College Coach Live Super Week. Once again, appreciate you, Ed, for coming through. Catch you guys on the next episode.
All right, man. And take it easy.